You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The ACT Party is introducing a bill which, in their words, will ensure our nation's founding document delivers on its promise of equal rights for all New Zealanders. They claim they are only clarifying the treaty and not rewriting it. However, academics are saying their interpretation distorts the language and meaning of the text, and the ACT Party's bill could significantly alter the practical application of Te Tiriti. I spoke to Margaret Mutu from the University of Auckland about the intentional mistranslation of Te Tiriti in this bill and why it is so harmful. I started by asking why the Treaty Principles Bill is deeply misleading.
The requirements that are set out in the bill do not represent the treaty at all. What ACT has done, and I think they're relying on the fact that at least 75% of the country has never ever read Te Tiriti or Waitangi. So they don't realise that when ACT says that Article 1, it says Kawanatanga Katoa o Rātou Whenua, that's six words, that is Article 1. It's not Article 1. Article 1 has 37 words. And then they say that Kawanatanga Katoa o Rātou Whenua, which means the self-management that was devolved to the Queen of England, that's the Kawanatanga, o Rātou Whenua, of their lands, meaning lands that Pākehā acquired, ACT says that that means the New Zealand government has the right to govern all New Zealanders. Now, that's a barefaced lie. And so ACT is trying to introduce into Parliament lies, disinformation, and if the parliamentary process is not fact-checking this stuff, we've got a very dysfunctional parliament. The second article, you know, in the second article, I did a word count on them because I'm just so blown away at how blatant these lies are. There are 91 words in the second article. ACT has taken out just 22 of them. And those 22 that they've taken out say, ki ngā tangata katoa o New Tirini. Now, and te tino rangatiratanga o rātou whenua, o rātou kāingami, o rātou taonga katoa. Ki ngā tangata katoa o New Tirini means all the people of New Zealand. Now, you need to be very careful about that because in 1840, ngā tangata katoa o New Tirini, all the people of New Zealand, was the Māori people. The English people who were here at the time were only visitors. They were not the people of the country. So that you can translate those 22 words out of the 91 that's the actual article. That is translated as all the Māori people of New Zealand are guaranteed the unqualified exercise of their sovereignty, ultimate power and authority over their lands, their homes, and everything that they treasure. ACT, however, says that that means the New Zealand government will honour all New Zealanders in the chieftainship of their land and all their property. It has nothing to do with that. The word New Zealand government doesn't appear anywhere in Te Tiriti, and yet ACT is telling Parliament that the New Zealand government is featured in Article 1 and Article 2 of the treaty, and then for Article 3, which is 46 words in Te Tiriti, ACT takes out only 7 of those words. They don't even make sense together. A rātou ngā tikanga katori te tahi, because they've chopped it off halfway through a phrase, that's what's happened. And those 7 words mean something along the lines, the laws equally. You know, it's hard to translate something when it's totally ungrammatical. So the laws equally. ACT says that means all New Zealanders are equal under the law with the same rights and duties. Again, a barefaced lie. That is not what that 2.5 phrases says. those 7 words that they've taken out of the 46 words do not mean all New Zealanders are equal under the law and have the same rights and duties. So what ACT is doing here is relying on the fact that, one, the vast majority of New Zealanders, like about 80-85% of them, have no knowledge of the Māori language at all. And so they can put up whatever they like to Parliament and say, well, it means whatever we choose it to mean, even though that is a barefaced lie. I think what ACT is relying on is that the people who do know Te Tiriti inside out and back to front are, the vast majority are Māori. And what ACT is relying on is that the rest of the country simply will not listen to anything that Māori says because of the white supremacist norm that exists in this country that saw an extreme right-wing government getting elected in November last year. So we have a very serious problem with this attempt to bring these sections of a bill, and it's a very short bill, these sections of the bill, to introduce them into Parliament to say this is what the treaty says and this is how it is to be interpreted. As the New Zealand government has the right to govern all New Zealanders, the New Zealand government will honour all New Zealanders and the chieftainship of their land and all their property. All New Zealanders are equal under the law and have the same rights and duties. In other words, Māori do not exist in terms of the treaty. That's what ACT is really aiming at, is to wipe Māori out of the constitutional base of this country. It's very, very serious.
And how likely do you think it is this bill will pass, and what will happen when it does?
The likelihood of it passing, National keeps promising that it will not get beyond Select Committee. What we have said to the National Party, and I'm talking about National Iwi Chairs Forum here, is you shouldn't even let it go to Select Committee because it will create so much division in the country. It already is. So you've got people who believe everything that comes out of David Seymour's mouth, and that is only 8% of the population, but they are a very loud 8% of the population. They are attacking in the streets, in the supermarkets, you know, on social media. They are attacking Māori as being people who do not deserve to be recognised. The racism against Māori has just skyrocketed in the past year, in the lead up to the election, and now since then. It has just skyrocketed. We are very, very bruised and battered in the Māori world. Should this come into law, and I would really pray for the well-being of this country that it does not come into law, and you try effectively, what they're saying is that New Zealand is a white country and that only white people will be recognised in this country and only white people will have a say. That is what it means. It is what the British colonisers tried to achieve when they came here. In violation of the treaty, of course, and effectively up until 1960, this country was officially a white New Zealand. That was formal government policy up until the 1960s, when the United Nations outlawed racism and New Zealand had to backtrack on the white New Zealand policy. But in practice, the white New Zealand policy is still there. Now they want to entrench it constitutionally, that this country is a white country and Māori play no role whatsoever. Māori simply will not allow that to happen. We cannot allow it to happen, and we will take every step that we need to take to ensure that the well-being of this country ensures that we remain as the tangata whenua, as the Indigenous people of this country, and recognised as such. We will do that.
And how can people, especially Pākehā, express opposition to this bill?
It's really quite simple. You can tell the ACT Party, not that they'll listen, that they must not lie to Parliament. If this does go to Select Committee, as National Party has said they will allow it to go Select Committee, then you need to flood the Select Committee with the statements that the what is contained in the bill is disinformation of the worst possible type that tries to wipe the existence of Māori out of this country's constitutional makeup. So there are those, you can contact your MPs and say this sort of thing should never be allowed into Parliament. Disinformation of this level should never even make it into parliamentary papers in the first place. So there is a lot that Pākehā can do here. There are a lot of Pākehā out there who are very, very supportive of Māori, who are absolutely furious about what ACT is doing. But you can't sit back and let others try and fix it up. The people, and I have to say here, the people who are going to fix this up is not Māori. It is Pākehā, because it's Pākehā who have to correct what those Pākehā in Parliament are doing. David Seymour is not acting as a Māori in Parliament. He is acting as a white supremacist. So it's Pākehā that need to deal to the white supremacists in this country.
That was Margaret Mutu from the University of Auckland on the mistranslation of Te Tiriti in the Treaty Principles Bill.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.